Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down like I always do, man. You know what I'm saying? We're live on, you know what I'm saying, Blog Talk Radio, doing that 1-2. We're going to do an exclusive interview with your girl, Pearl, you know what I mean? She's going to be calling in. If you're looking for a photographer, a hot photographer in the industry, man, all you got to do is call in and take a pen and a pad. It's going down today on Lush Radio Online. Let's get it. Baby, let's pay some bills.
If you're looking for official management, man, look no further. Your man, Mr. DJ Finesse, a.k.a. DJ Mason Storm, has the hottest management group worldwide, Mace Management Group, LLC, doing it now. If you're an indie artist and you're looking for somebody to have your best interest and have that street credibility, man, it's your man, DJ Mason Storm, DJ Finesse, Mace Management Group, man, shutting it down, man. Also, man, if you're a producer and you need somebody to manage you, holla at your man, Mason, man. It won't stop. We can't stop. Bad Boy, the official DJ of Bad Boy, shutting it down. Also, if you need DJ services, holla at your man, man. It's nothing but exclusive stuff out here, baby. Holla at your man, Mason Storm, at www.myspace.com, Bad Boy, with an S, official, O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L, DJ, Bad Boy's official DJ, man, shutting it down, or holler man his email at chosen1369@AOL.com. It's not a game, man.
Yeah, your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, always giving you the exclusive. Today, we're going to have an exclusive interview with your girl, Pearl Gable, one of the hottest photographers in the industry, man. If you're an artist, you're a band, or you just need pictures, I'm telling you, your girl Pearl is off the hook. She is doing a 1-2 representing Hard Body from the NYC, you know what I mean? So we about to bring it in and go into the lines, baby. You know what I'm saying? If you're an artist, you're looking for a photographer, you really, really, really need to stay tuned. Let me go to the lines. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Lushy, how you doing?
Doing all right. I'm digging in the scene on the gangster lane, Pearl, baby.
Oh, man, I'm stuck in traffic right now on Atlantic Avenue. It's not fun. But it's fun talking to you. I miss you,
that's
man.
What's up. I'm about to give you a Lush Radio, you know, welcome.
Oh, wow, there we go. I'm feeling good right there. That's nice.
What's up, man.
That's
can you hear me, too? Am I breaking up?
I can hear you. You're pretty
am
clear.
Am I breaking up, or can you hear me clearly?
You're pretty clear to me.
Hold on one second.
Sure.
You can hear me clearly?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so Pearl, you know, before we get into it, man, go ahead and give your shout-outs.
Oh, well, I'd like to give a shout-out to all you artists and musicians and DJs and everybody who's on their grind. I think that's amazing. And to Lushy Lush,
that's what's up.
Most
that's
importantly.
What's up. So Pearl, exactly what actually got you into the whole photography thing? And actually, you were a journalist before you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I was a journalist. I was a writer. I was never really into photography. In fact, cameras really scared me.
Cameras scare you?
Oh, they used to. Yeah, they used to. It's been a really long process of becoming friends with the camera.
Wow.
And I think that really makes me kind
of
more.
Why were you so scared about them?
I was scared of facing myself. This is like, it goes deep. I'm telling you, photography goes deep. It's very deep with me. It's very interesting to explain. Yeah, it was kind of just like coming face to face with myself. I remember I always ducked out of pictures and stuff. You know, I really was never, I never liked to be photographed, and I never photographed. And it was everything about sort of the way that I just felt the world around me, and that was kind of how I would write. And just kind of translating that into pictures was a process. And I feel like it's with photographs, it's more universal than even writing. You know, I mean, anybody can look at a picture and understand it a little differently than looking at words.
Man, that's deep. I was like, because you seem such like, you seem so just like a such of a natural when you shoot. It's like, I could never ever think something like that.
Well, thank you. I mean, I think it's just the way that you see. Everybody has a unique way that they see the world. It's how they go about and sort of translate that into their self expression, whatever that might be. And it took me a while, and I found it. You know, I found the way to do it. I guess some people do it through rhyme. Some people do it through music. Some people do it through DJ. I mean, producing, stuff like that. Painting, photography.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, because when I met you, I was like, man, you know, and guys, you know, let you know, I met her at Queen Pins event when she was doing a conference call at the Denim Lounge. Mm-hmm. And man, she's a hot photographer. Her work it speaks for itself. And she has a serious eye when it comes to photography, man. Seriously.
Yeah. I really enjoy portraits and stuff. I mean, I like kind of being able to. Somebody put it really nicely to me the other day. They saw I had taken their portrait, and she saw it like sort of the final one, the one that I chose one that was really the best one, and she said. She said, "This is amazing to know that I look the same outside as I feel inside." And I thought that was really.
For how long do you think it takes for somebody to develop a keen eye?
I think everybody's got their own eye, their own way they see things. I mean, I don't think it's something that can necessarily be taught. That's what I've been told, like in sort of the photography programs I've been in. You can't really teach somebody how to see their eye. It's something that is kind of you either frame something or you don't. But if you really want to look into it and see, the best thing to do is to study art history, study photography, and get a feel of what is. What it takes to make really powerful work, you know. I mean, it's worth a shot. Any aspiring photographers out there, do it.
Wow, that's what's up. So we're gonna go to a real quick commercial, and we're gonna come back because I don't know if it's my phone. I know it's something. Sound like it's breaking up. I don't know if it's my phone or yours, but I'm gonna go to a quick. Hang on the line with me, okay?
No problem.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry of E2K magazine and support them in their movement, man? Like Nike say, just do it.
Yeah. So we're back in the building, like I said, man. I was having technical difficulties with my phone, man. But we're back in the building, man. We got your girl Pearl Gable live in the building, one of the hottest photographers in the industry, man. I'm telling you, man, if you see her work, it speaks for itself, man. What's up, girl?
Hey, girl. I'm out of traffic, so that's good. I'm feeling a little more at ease.
That's what's up, That's what's up. I'm glad you're out of traffic, man.
Yeah, but you're really getting me thinking here about like about why I take pictures and why I do what I do. I think that's really, these are deep questions you're asking tonight. I love it.
The thing is, you know, just being around photographers, because I used to be a model at one time when I was a little bit smaller.
You can model now. I have some shots of you from that night at Queen Pen's thing. It was beautiful pictures. You are very photogenic, Leslie.
Oh, thanks, man. You just always make me stop. Yeah, but I mean, just being around photographers and just, you know, with seeing and, you know, and just, it takes a lot of work. A lot of people think just a photographer sets up and, you know, it's a bunch of details, especially, you know, those umbrella lights when you have to, like, put that crap together, you know?
Yeah, of course.
It's a task. And so my thing is, like, because you know the camera gurus, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you shooting with, man? What are you shooting with? What kind of baby are you shooting over there, man?
I'm a Canon girl. I really like to shoot Canon. I used to shoot film. Now basically it's all digital. It's quicker. It's the turnaround is faster, and digital is coming so nicely. So I really like to shoot with a Canon EOS 1D camera and the 5D, which are both really excellent professional cameras, and it's really hard to tell the difference between film and digital nowadays.
Huh?
So, I mean, even if you're getting posters done and stuff like that, you could blow up these images really, really big. Yeah.
Because they're usually, like, digital cameras with those Canons are going up to, what, like 10, 12 megapixels or so?
20, the new 5D is 21 megapixels.
Wow, man.
Yeah, very large. You can, you could do some billboard shit with that.
Oh, man, that's what's up.
They're really doing it.
So, Pearl, when is the first time you just did niche and you just felt that you were ready to pick up a camera, man?
I'd say it wasn't until I was in my I'd say 20 years old. I was at a flea market, and I found this really old Polaroid camera, SX70 Polaroid cameras are from the 1970s. They fold up, they pop out. And it was kind of broken, so the color was coming out crazy. Anyway, I took this camera, and I could not put it down. And I had never really taken pictures before. But I really started on that Polaroid camera, and it was just taking pictures of people. And that kind of translated into film. I got my first 35mm camera. And I was obsessed with just taking pictures of flea markets and garbage. that was like my I was totally obsessed with it. I don't know why. I would just go to different flea markets and different not garbage stuff, like abandoned hotels. Just kind of very, very random places. I like taking pictures of like just brick walls and old posters. I mean, it was just kind of I was fascinated by taking pictures of this old stuff. So by doing that, though, what I was really doing was teaching myself how to see things through a lens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I really knew. And when it really hit, there was a circus, an amusement park that, you know, one of those traveling amusement parks. And I became obsessed with going there and photographing the rides. And all of a sudden, I was photographing the people at the amusement. And then I started following them around as they went from different locations in New York and New Jersey. And that was kind of my first real project I ever did. And it turned out well. People liked it. They gave me praise, really, for the first time.
Oh.
And that was it. And I was hooked.
What's up, man? It ain't nothing like getting recognition for what you do, man. For real.
Nothing like it. Nothing Like, I mean, well, actually, what's really is nothing like letting somebody see themselves in a specific way. Like, to see themselves is like a really. I feel like I could photograph anybody, even like the, you know, sort of quote unquote ugliest person, and make a really, really compelling, beautiful picture.
Yeah. What I think it's in the, like they say, in the eyes of the beholder, because every photographer has a different eye. So like they can a photographer can capture you and you look like the helliest looking person ever, and then they can capture you and you look so beautiful and exotic. I mean, it depends on the photographer. I have a guest actually that's in the chat room, Supreme Entertainment. Shout out to Supreme Entertainment.
Shout out.
Question is, do you have examples of your work so people can see?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you could look on my MySpace or you could look on my website, which is just pearlgable.com, and it's up there. I can send you work of different artists and musicians I've done as well. That's not up on the site. The site's kind of basic, but... But check it out. You'll have my contact info, the links to my MySpace, my Facebook, and everything like that. Pearlgable.com. PearlGable.com.
And they asked another question. They said, do you do work for hire? And, can somebody hire you for film, I mean, doing record, like taking pictures of talent showcase for a couple of hours?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's just a lot of fun for me to get to go out and do some stuff. Yeah, I had a flash. When we had met, I was doing an event. So, you know, I definitely like to go out and just sort of do events. No problem. Work for hire? No problem. In this economy? Absolutely. Yeah, anything we could get. We're all hustling now. Forget it.
The one question that's compelling to me is that the fact that you're a young woman and you're in photography, and you know it's a lot. Usually, you see a lot of photographers is more male dominated, right? What is the hardest adversity that you had to deal with, you know, being a photographer?
Wow. Well, I don't know if I've faced so much adversity at this point. But I could see perhaps, you know, you see sexism kind of played out in a lot of different careers, and you know, I haven't necessarily noticed it quite yet, but yeah, I mean, I guess it could be there. There are a lot of women out there doing their thing, but but it's true. I mean, especially around at these certain types of parties and stuff, it's a lot of men who are doing the photography. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, listeners, I'm gonna tell you something real quick, man. Even though there was a lot of men doing their photography, Pearl was holding her own, man. She dominated.
That's
the party.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could be a lot of photography. In some ways, it's pretty labor intensive. The cameras are heavy. You have to carry around a lot of equipment, a lot of different lenses. If you're doing the studio stuff, it's just a lot of stuff to carry, and you have to be somewhat agile in a way to get different angles. You got to be able to go down, go up, stuff like that. And I guess...
You get a big workout, don't you?
Yeah, it's nice. I need it. I mean, it's good. It's... I have fun with it. I like to work up a sweat. I've tried a couple times to go and do shoots in heels. I can't, but I that's always a big mistake. You know, you look cute, but it's not worth it.
You can do an entire shoot with heels on. You're a beast.
I've done a few. I know. Serious, especially me. No, I've done a few. And you know, in heels, I'm about 6'1", so it's like really, really crazy. Well, that's actually an advantage, being taller too.
Do you think some men are intimidated by you, by your work?
By my work, I don't know. Possibly. I think by me, maybe. But by my work, I hope that they're intimidated by my work. I mean, that'd be great. I think that I'm still on a journey. I mean, I still haven't found it yet. I mean, it's all, I'm still constantly learning, and I hope that I seem pretty humble about it, because I definitely am. You know, I feel like I don't know everything, and I don't know anything.
you are a very humble young lady, and I swear you hold your own when you're in there doing mm-hmm. your thing. And seriously, like I'm like, man, what in this way?
Well, I mean, you have to kind of try. I mean, it's a pretty tough world out there. You gotta at least fake it till you make it. You know, stand up tall and hope that nobody knocks you down. I hope you don't get knocked down in the fray.
That's,
you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think has been your highlight of, you know what I'm saying, you being in photography?
I think it's really just the opportunity to interact with people that I wouldn't necessarily get to, and to go places that I wouldn't have gotten to do. It's the same thing, a similar reason why I was so attracted to be a journalist, because
mm-hmm.
you're constantly in new situations, new dynamics, learning new things,
mm-hmm.
seeing new things, feeling new things, and having connections with people. And you know, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. I mean, however it pans out in my life or translates into it, whether it be my interests, which are like writing, the photography, and sort of, you know,
mm-hmm.
sort of like social service work, which I'm totally into, volunteering and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It all is that same goal. And so, you know, I think that I could have a pretty cool life if I just, you know, keep that stuff up. But it's really rewarding, and that's surely the highlight.
Well, I know I'm impressed by you, and you're very humble.
Thank you, Lushy Lush.
She's such a sweet girl. She's
We gotta hang out soon. Come on.
When I come back to New York, we definitely gotta hang, man. Seriously.
Yep. Yes, please.
I love her to death, and I'm telling you, you artists out there, all you models that really, really wanted somebody to really, all that you are, you need to really contact, you know what I'm saying, Pearl, because she really has your best interest when it comes to photography, man.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
Anybody who wants to collaborate on a project or something. I like different projects.
Seriously. What do you like to shoot the most?
Well, I mean, people, hands down. Yeah, definitely. People, you can't really beat people. I mean, it's all, for me, it has so much to do with the somebody's personality and their energy. I really enjoy doing portraits. But it goes in phases, you know. It totally goes in phases. I mean, but I think that really, they call it the intimate portrait. It's the intimate portrait is kind of when it's just a personal portrait. It's like when you look at the picture of somebody and you're like, oh, that's them. Like, that's pretty deep.
Wow.
And those types of pictures I really dig. And also the documentary photography, so getting to spend a lot of time in one particular situation,
mm-hmm.
and sort of photograph life, or the way that I see things being unfolded, and that's that documentary work. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring a caller on the line, man.
Sure.
What's up? 718-18, you're live on Lush Radio Online with the wonderful world-renowned Pearl. I love you, Jeff.
Hello. What's going on, Lush? This is Wisdom Supreme from Supreme Entertainment. How are you, sister?
Wisdom. Hey, sweetie.
What's going on? Peace, Pearl. How are you today, sister?
Hi, hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
All right, all right.
All right, good. Glad to hear it.
Definitely, definitely. I was the one who had asked the question in the chat room about events. You know, I didn't know if you were available or able to possibly do any events, but I had done a talent and networking showcase last year at a spot in Harlem. It was a really cool event. You know, we had everything from, we had different type of artists who performed, you know, comedians, poets, MCs, singers, et cetera. But, but unfortunately, you know, since I was doing like triple duty that night, as playing the role of like host, performing artist, and trying to capture, you know, pictures and video of the footage, it was a bit taxing.
Yeah, the ultimate multitasker.
Exactly.
Not a problem. I mean, I'm in New York. I go to Harlem often. Totally down. Sounds like fun. Are you having another talent showcase sometime?
I'm trying to put one together for, if not for the spring, definitely by the summer of this year. So
I just wanted to try to
definitely network or connect with someone who was very good with photography.
Absolutely. Man, I'm excited about that. Yeah, the arts are coming back. We gotta bring it back, like in times of recession.
Right.
Like the surge of, hopefully, you know, you like to see creativity surge. Not all about money, you know.
Right. Definitely. So
So that'd be great. Email me, call me. I mean, I have my info on the website. So.
Oh, and pearlgable.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or I could give you my email address. It's just pearl.gable@gmail.com.
Okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely do that. I have a Gmail account as well. So that's great.
We'll G-chat. It's totally addictive. Are you a G-chatter too? It's terrible.
Yeah, I am.
It takes up way too much time. It really does. But it's wonderful, though, too.
It is, definitely. Well, it's definitely a pleasure. I know Lush's show is almost over one night. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just definitely wanted to make sure I called in and had a chance to connect. I definitely appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. Thank you, Supreme. Definitely be in touch.
All right, cool. Sounds good, definitely.
Okay.
All right, take care. Lush, you take care, my sister, all right?
That's right.
That's what's up, man. So, man, I mean, you know, what do you see in the future of, you know, Miss Pearl Gable? What do you see?
Well, I'm working on a tour, a trip to Africa right now. I'm hoping that's going to pan out. And, to basically East and West Africa, a few different countries that I wanted to go to and sort
make
of...
Make sure you stop in my country. Stop in Nigeria.
I should stop in Nigeria. I know. I wish it was easier. I was looking at the tickets today, and it's so... It's a lot, but... But I want to make it. I want to make it happen. I mean, you know, it's slow. It's slow. Business is slow for everybody. And so I was thinking, if I don't do it now, maybe I won't have a chance to do something like this again. Just take a chance. You know, put everything on credit and let's go.
Wow.
Let's roll. Yeah. You want to come?
Hey, I wish I could.
I'm really interested in fashion and in fashion out there. So doing some like fashion portraits.
That's what's up.
And just checking it out.
Come back so I can like, you know, jump as feature photographer because I want to like put it on the side as feature photographer, man. So when are we going to get the exclusive pictures of Pearl? You know.
Wait, pictures of Pearl?
We're going to get the picture of Pearl.
Well, you know, I mean, I love to take self-portraits of myself. I'm obsessed with taking self-portraits of myself, so. I mean, for sure, I'll send you some. I mean, it's the best practice you could ever have is doing your own self-portraits.
That's if you could give an up-and-coming young adult that wants to get into photography or just get into the industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
Well, you know, I'm definitely not an expert. And I wouldn't even say, you know, I feel like I'm an artist. You know, I'm still sort of grinding. People who really, if you want to get really in the industry, you should assist other photographers. First of all, learn certain techniques and lighting and, you know, how to work your flow, digital flow of pictures and stuff. But I mean, most importantly, you should really study photography and kind of know what you're getting yourself into. Study and see who you admire, like the great photographers of our time, or even just flipping through a magazine and seeing what it is that you like and why you like it. Just being aware of the images around you and being aware of everything around you is always important, but particularly for somebody who wants to work with the visual image. I mean, you know, like any art, it's a very tough field and tough career to get into, but it's well worth it if you love to do it. Because you only live once, so you gotta do what you love.
And I have to send a shout out to my man Felix and Tao Jr. and my homie and Terry Lewis photos. He's a photographer, but you know I love you the best though. Yeah, so I mean, you know, being a photographer is a hard job. You know, it takes a lot of risk. But if you're passionate about it and you go hard for it, uh-huh. I mean, you know, it'll pan out. And, you know, and,
yeah.
Like, don't sleep on your photographers, because at the end of the day, models, people, they need pictures. We need pictures to record our memories.
Well,
know?
Yeah, that, I mean, that's exactly it. We live in a very image-saturated society. There's always a need for pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the other thing, that I was going to say was, can I? I just got stuck now.
Can I get a what?
Oh my God! So what is something that a lot of people, if they interview, that would never know about you? Is there a hidden talent?
I could play the harmonica.
Whoa, you're lying.
No, I really like. I enjoy playing the harmonica. I do. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of hidden talents. You know. I don't know. This is a family friendly program. Maybe some.
I know that one.
I mean, for sure, I'm always developing. I still consider myself young and growing. And
yeah.
I mean, I think, and I hope I always, I'm always still growing, and still developing.
I think we're all still growing and developing, you know,
mm-hmm.
as people. And I don't think you can ever say that you know so much and you know this and you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you say that, then, you know, we would all be millionaires by now, you know. We're constantly,
right.
constantly growing and constantly
yeah.
doing. So you play the harmonica, so I'm saying you used to play that in, like, the blues band or something? Or you just play?
I was in a band. Well, I guess this is a secret. I was in a band when I was young, in high school. I played the bass guitar.
Whoa!
Yeah, I played the bass guitar.
What was the name of the band?
It was called Gosh.
Gosh?
It was called Gosh. Yeah, it was kind of like, I guess you would call it, not like a grunge. We were a grunge band. Totally. After, you know, it was like right after Kurt Cobain died, you know, that type of thing.
Yo, I love Teen Spirit. Right?
Yeah, I mean Nirvana. That was a seminal sort of music I was growing up with, you know.
So were you were like gothic and all that stuff too?
No, I wasn't. I was not gothic. I always thought I think I might might have been a little punky, but also a little. I mean, you know, I'd rock like my ripped jeans and all my piercings, but I'd always have like my Adidas shirt or my Nike shirt or something. So it was kind of like a little mix of a bunch of different styles that I was trying to go. My pink hair and all that. You know, those were the times, man. Those were the 90s. They were the 90s.
See you with the pink hair.
Oh, man. I did massively terrible stuff to my hair when I was young. My poor mother.
You're not the only one. I dyed my hair blue one time.
I was there with you. I pierced all my eyebrows, my septum pierced, everything. Oh, my gosh.
You were going hard, Pearl.
I was going hard. I was going hard. I was like, I want to fit in with these people. I'm an artist. I'm 14. I know everything. I was totally on that tip.
You would never tell, because like she looks so corporate America now. She's like,
No. See, now I probably look more goth than anything, because I'm in my like all black New York shit. Maybe it could pass as corporate America. Actually, you might be right. I have spent time in corporate America. I don't think I fit in, because obviously I'm not there now. You know.
You're insane.
Yeah, it was a fleeting experience.
I think the whole time, because you're a free spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You live on the edge, you know.
Well, I'd like to try to keep a balance, but it's important, I think, to live hard, try to live hard.
Yeah, because it's not promised to anybody. So you know what? If there's a chance to go ahead and do something and go for your dreams, go for it, man.
Yeah, That's exactly right, and you know, and I'm trying, and you know what, if it works, if it doesn't, it doesn't, but at least I know that I was sort of part of something.
You tried.
Exactly.
At least you tried. And then you're like 57 years old, you're like, man, I should have done that, man.
Right. I would like to be able to say that I tried.
Yeah. You know, before we wrap it up, I just want to tell you, Pearl, man, I love you to death, and I wish you all that you do, because you're a wonderful person, and like I said, people support what she does. You know, Lush Radio Online, we support independent artists, business owners, you know, in the industry. Everybody is trying to basically voice out here and support. Before we get off, Pearl, once again, could you tell the people where they can reach you at and check out your work?
Sure. Go ahead to www.pearlgable, PearlGable.com. Or you could there's links to my Facebook and MySpace and ways to contact me. And Lushy, thank you so much.
No problem, girl. I love
really
you.
Appreciate it. Love you too. Let's chat soon.
Okay, that's what's up. Love you, man.
Okay.
I'll see you on the flip side.
All right. Bye, girl.
That's what's up, man.
Okay.
Was in the building on Lush Radio Online. Take you to a commercial.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. So listen to Lushy Lush. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
We got another one, baby.
My flag on the hip, my
I go good.
That's right.
Hold it down for the team.
Yes, right.
And I can get a 100 in my Sean John jeans. It ain't my swag. All they gotta be my goal.
Yeah.
The ball crack wall, shit, it gotta be my dough.
Yeah,
pretending for a ride with them suicide dough.
Yeah,
she brought me a little, but damn, I want
more.
Mr. Stunner's ass tall,
right.
Big whip chopper. Shut down script club, rubber band proper. Dressed to impress in a game outrageous.
Wait a minute,
rip,
get
game six, get my glow contagious. What mama told me, you already know. It ain't my swag, it gotta be my glow. President status like my name Obama. All you see is zeros getting broken by the comma. It ain't my swag, oh it's my glow. What mama told me, you already know. Now watch me, black on black scrap, but I call up the troopers. My money super duper and my whip game straight. I don't blow candles, just give me my cake. My inside crushed and my system being good. I'm Pimp C shining for my diamonds on the wood. Yeah, soldier bag ain't a damn thing changed. I'm just like Bum B, ho, I'm throwed in the game. Flip flop colors when I'm swerved through the lane. I don't got time for none of you lanes. Engine in the back and the speakers up front. Told me you already know. Now watch me, I do it, I do it.